Blog Talk Radio.
You wonder why they call you bitch. Look here, Miss Thang, hate to salt your game, but you's a money younger woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five, cause another nigga played your ass. It was said you was seasoned, even easy, sleeping around for what you need. So it's your thing and you can shake it how you wanna. Give it up free or make your money on the corner. But don't be bad, play the game, get mad at change. Then you wonder why these motherfuckers call your name. Still looking for a way out, and that's okay, I can see you in the stray is a way out. Keep your mind on your money, enroll in school, and as the years pass by, you can show them fools. But you ain't trying to hear me cause you're stuck. You're heading for the bathroom, about to get tossed up. Still looking for a rich man, you dug a ditch, got your legs up trying to get rich. I love you like a sister, but you need to switch. And that's why they called you bitch, I betcha. You wonder why they call you bitch, you wonder why they call you bitch, I betcha.
Y'all,
you wonder why they call you bitch, you wanna open up your mind, bitch.
To raise up your voice, to be entertained, enlightened, learn more about what you already know. Showtime, folks. Happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Was with a Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that don't know and have never heard this show before, allow me to introduce ourselves. My name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the ever-talented, the very lovely, the knick-knack herself, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the realness. 101, and she's in the house. Ms. Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful tonight.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you. Because of your stories, because of your questions, because of your situations, the show does what it does, broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time is when we go fed with it. And as you're going to find out, if you didn't hear the previous broadcast, the shows just get better and better and better and better.
And better.
And tonight will be no different, Ms. Oatmeal.
No different.
Ooh-wee.
Wow.
Last week we talked about a real hot topic. You know, it touched the nerve in the Hollywood essence. It sparked a lot of controversy between two well-known people, Spike Lee and Tyler Perry. If you missed the previous broadcast, go back to our Blog Talk Radio page and find out more about the portrayals of blacks in media and entertainment. Fantastic listen. I mean, we had people calling in and just being real about what's going on with the media.
Right.
I mean, I learned a lot from it, so I had to kind of sit back in the forefront. Miss Oatmeal was doing her thing. The callers were chiming in. What could they really expect, Miss Oatmeal, from that last topic we talked about?
Well, I mean, everybody was pretty much on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that really needed to hear, they may have been listening.
Right.
You know, they didn't chime in and they, you know, really expound on, you know, what Spike had to say about Tyler. You know, the whole controversy of it all is that Spike was saying that Tyler Perry's shows were buffoonery.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just sparked a whole, you know, topic amongst basically African Americans as a whole.
Right.
On, you know, the images that are seen in the media. And instead of focusing on the bigger picture, African Americans sometimes look at the small picture. You know, they forget where we came from, and they forget all the many super producers that came before Tyler, who have also, you know, played Big Mamas and, you know, Madea's and Shanaynays and Wanda's and
Lip Wilson.
You know, it's something that is been generation after generation after generation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Tyler is doing his thing with his gift, and it's actually reaching the masses. Because if it didn't reach the masses, then it wouldn't exist.
Good point.
You know, and he's basically trying to, you know, mend the black family. He wants us to get to the core things. And that's the way that he puts the message down. And people should receive it. Don't get mad about it. Somebody else is going to come along and do the same thing
right.
and put it in a different form, whatever mm-hmm. their gift is. But it's not going to ever go away.
Right.
So we should receive it. And he's only one man. He can't save the world. We are a what, people? Monolithic.
There she go. Use the big word. That's 5 o'clock, folks.
Meaning that, I mean, we have so many lanes. Why is everybody trying to put us all in one, including ourselves?
I was just going to say talented.
That's the same thing, talented, creative.
Yeah.
Come on, we had to be creative.
Right.
And we are still creative. So people don't feel like Tyler's, you know, what he creates is actually worth anything.
Mm.
And it actually is. I mean, I just cried the other night in the movie.
What movie?
The Madea's Big Family.
Oh, Madea's Big Happy Family?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie, wasn't it?
It was a good movie. I mean, if you ever lost a parent, especially a mother,
mm.
you know, and if you ever had a dysfunctional family, I guess we the only ones that had a dysfunctional family in this world.
Yeah.
I guess it's the minimal amount of people. But actually, it must be the masses because we go out and see it. Why? Because we have dysfunctional families, and it's better to laugh at it on screen because you're not going to laugh when you get home.
I got me finding out I got siblings. You know, I'm well in my 30s and finding out over a good drink with family that I got older siblings. You got to be kidding me, man.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how family is. I mean, you got to love them. Regardless, I mean, that's what happens. I mean, we looked at the portrayals. If you need to understand a little bit more about the topic that we're talking about, last week's topic, ladies and gentlemen, click on the link at blogtalkradio.com and find it there, the portrayals of blacks in media entertainment. But tonight, tonight, Wednesday, May 4th,
it's going down.
Like bad stock, baby, you better cash in early because if you miss out on this one, it's just going to hurt you. Tonight's topic, you heard the song Introduction. Tupac Shakur wrote it best back in the mid-90s. Wonder why they call you bitch. Wonder why they call you bitch.
Have
and
questions.
It's not necessarily directed to the women.
No, it's not. It embodies everybody.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, understand this. There are going to be the three particular facets that we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to talk about why women call each other bitches, why men call women bitches, and why men call other men bitches. Now, mind you, this show might not be for the delicate ear to hear tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that. So if you've missed previous shows and you were a little sensitive, you know, where your glasses rest, then this might be a show you need to tune out of. But if you know and understand this fully, while you're on your phone, text a friend, holler at a friend on Facebook, on any other social network, slap your neighbor and say, pick up the phone and dial this number, 646-727-3279, and chime in for the topic tonight as we break down the reasons. And let folks understand and call in. Wonder why they call you bitch.
A bitch.
For real. Let's talk about it. Real talk, folks. We don't get right into it, but before we do, I want to send a big shout out to my folks in Dallas, Texas, in the DFW area. My man has a business; he's doing big things. So if you're in between your job and the weather's looking nice outside, you need to get your car taken care of. I need you to holler at my man Patrick Allen at Squirt Mobile Detail. Now he is a mobile detail man that will come to you, wash your car while you're at work, detail it. Whether you're in a meeting, personal things, getting your hair cut,
getting your hair done at the beauty salon, and big shout out to Nicole Johnson at Hands of Glory Beauty Salon.
Oh, and that's my dog.
We had a great time out there. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But holler at my man, Patrick Allen. Take this number down. 682-559-8004. Again, Patrick Allen with Squirts Mobile Detail at 682-559-8004. Carpet cleaning, detail, shine, wax. He'll take care of your cars. And just be ready to get that car shined up, looking good, because that man's going to do you justice. Let's get right to it, Miss O'Mill.
Let's get to it.
Wonder why they call you bitch.
I bet you.
Getting into it. Let's talk about the first question at hand. I mean, why do women call each other bitches? As a female, can you enlighten the audience on that, Miss O'Mill? Why does this happen?
I mean, I really can't relate. Not, but maybe about... 5 percentile.
But they do it.
I know they do it. You know, it started back when I was in high school, actually. Because, you know, that's when the word was used more freely in rap songs and things of that nature.
You're too short, yeah, life too.
You know, so that's when the word started to become more free.
Okay.
The word has been around. But that's when it became more freely amongst females. And just as we do as a people.
Right.
We take a word and we change it to our own meaning, even though it derives from right. So if you see two homegirls and they're like, oh, bitch, what's up? Hey, bitch, are you a, oh, bitch, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's bad, just as it's bad to say nigga.
We got that.
Right. This one just so happens to be a really bad word as far as across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Like the B word is a bad word. It's a curse word.
Right.
You shouldn't be using that word.
We're going to use it tonight. Trust
so
that.
So females and males, because males use it too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen males call each other that word, just like homeboys. Okay. They do it. I've been around them. So they've taken that word, and for some reason, it's like a positive negative. It's not a positive with me at all. It's straight negative. Now, certain people I know have been able to slide on using that term with me, but it's not on a consistent basis. It's not constantly dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can pretty much, if you know somebody and that's your friend, you pretty much know that you guys don't talk to each other like that. But you're going to run into some people in your life that may use that in their vocabulary. So, but once they get an understanding of who you are, then they either, you can tell them, hey, you know, I don't really use that word like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear them use it repetitively, because they may be around somebody else, some of their other friends, and that's how they talk to one another. That's on them. I'm not going to stop being their friend, but if they used it repetitive with me, I'm going to say, hey, you know, we're going to chill out on that word.
Right. And it's just so commonplace to say that. Me and my bitches, you know, bitch please, bitch
I'm
what
the
you
baddest.
Doing.
I'm the baddest bitch.
You know, help us understand that, callers. In the chat room tonight, if you want to log in and make your comments, it's blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, and make sure to spell was with a Z. Go ahead and sign in, log in, listen and learn with us, and give your feedback also. If you're on the phone lines tonight, press option 1 so you can chime in and know exactly what's going on so you can speak your mind on this particular topic. Because if you look up the definition, the word bitch is used to describe a female dog that's not spayed. You know, it's not used for breeding purposes. She's just like a stray. She's out there bad. And this is something that you consider calling your friend. Really? Y'all got to be thrown off, because I, as a male, don't understand how other women will sit around and call another woman a bitch. Bitch, please. Bitch, come here. Bitch, what you doing? That's your girl? Really? Some people might object to that and then turn around and say it loosely in a conversation like, oh, well, you know, we were just playing. That's just who we are. Y'all got to be thrown off. I've never done that. So, I mean, I understand the first context when you said, you know, the N-word, because that's loosely, and that's probably you know, a direction that some people take. But, I mean, that's really a derogatory name for a woman to call another woman.
Right, but it's all derogatory. Mm. I'm not making up any excuses because we know where the word nigger derives from.
Mm-hmm.
And us as African Americans shouldn't be using it at all, but we do.
We do.
We're not even going to get into the subject because I've used it.
Sounds like a topic.
And I probably will use it again, but, you know, not something that I drop on a regular.
Right.
But, you know, it's just one of those words that we've always used
mm-hmm.
amongst one another, and we feel that it's okay.
Right.
Now, that B word, some people roll like that, some people don't. Really bad to call each other the B word. See, I don't even like saying it.
Yeah.
I really don't, no.
Bitch.
You might catch me say the B word.
I'm going to say it.
Well, you can say it. But guess what? Again, see how you free with saying it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying it. So when I talk about the B word, I'm going to say the B word. And everybody's going to know what I mean.
We're going to get into
because
a little bit
later. I still got to keep it classy and ladylike. I'm not a foul, you know, a foul-mouthed comedian, so therefore it's not going to just roll off my tongue like that.
Right. Well, still, I mean, maybe.
But don't I have to lead by example?
You should.
Even though this is a show and we're talking about a discussion,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and just keep it 100 and say the B word.
Well, I'm going to let people know.
Right, exactly.
Not in that rare
form. Right.
It is what it is. Now, if you must feel free to say the word bitch, we understand.
Right, because
your language is so like, and some people might take offense to that. You should. Some people might not even care. That's cool. Because you are your own person, you in your own world, but still speak your mind about this topic. Wonder why they call you bitch. And then think about this as we move on. You know, why do women even respond to the word bitch if it's such a negative connotation?
Because if that's your homie, I'm mm-hmm. just going off of being called it, but not, like I said, maybe like a 5 percentile.
Right.
The majority of my friends do not use that. But it has been used. And it's not like it's just free in conversation on the regular. Be this. Be that. No. But you do hear females that just go hard in the paint with it.
Mm.
That's what they choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
you know, that's what they choose to do. Is it a good thing? No, it's not. Because we know what the word really means, and we know it's bad. Now, if it's somebody that you don't know and you just met, even the females that talk to each other like that, that female ain't going to be able to say that. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to go to the phone lines and see what the people have to say about this. Y'all know we broadcast here out of Dallas, Texas, but our callers call in and they chime in nationwide. Let's go on and go to the phone lines, if you don't mind, Ms. Oatmeal, and let the people spread their voice and talk about it. Let's take a caller out of West Side's Finest, California A's in the house. I got my on the line. Yusuf, what's good, bro?
Hey, how you doing, dog? What's been up?
What's going on, man? Good to hear from you, man. We ain't heard from you on the happy hour in quite some time.
I know, man. It's been a minute. Man, I had a quick question for the panel, man. And, you know,
go ahead.
Bitches out here, they call each other bitches. But as soon as a dude calls her a bitch, there's a problem. Well, why is that?
Because I just said that.
I mean, I can't say, come here, bitch. I mean, bitch, give me something to drink or something like that. But your homegirl can say it even worse. As soon as I say it, there's a major problem.
You know why. You know why there's a problem. You ask it, but you know what it is.
I mean, I know what it is, but this is my thing, you know. But it's okay. They can say it all every day to each other. No problem. Don't even bother.
Let me ask you this. Why are you calling her a bitch?
You know what? Honestly, man, you know, I'm in L.A., man. It's kind of in the vocabulary, to be honest. It's damn near in the vocabulary. You know, I don't even really look at it as a bad word nowadays. You know? Bitch, come here, you know? What's up with it? You know? I mean, I honestly don't, you know, it's in the vocabulary nowadays.
So it's like we were talking about, it's pretty much used pretty loosely?
Pretty loosely, man, out here. Pretty loosely out here, you know.
In L.A. That's in L.A., right?
L.A., man, I'm L.A., I probably want to say, you know, in the surrounding, in the Western Hemisphere, to be honest. But, you know, I kind of refrain from using it, to be honest, because I've kind of gotten away from it. But I see a lot of young girls, they call each other bitches like it ain't nothing. But now, as soon as another youngster or anybody else called them a bitch, then that's when there's a major problem. And I just want to know, why is that?
You know why it's a major problem. Why it's a major problem. Just like it's a major problem with, you know, us dropping the N-bomb, nigga, amongst one another, but let somebody else that's not black use the word. And guess what?
Right.
It's being used so freely now, you know?
Oh, man.
I was back
that
in California in 2006, and some Asian dudes was like, nigga, please. I'm like, what?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're doing that now like it ain't nothing. Like, I had to check back and look back. I said, damn, the Mexicans and the Asians using that loosely. That's been going on for about 10 years, though, loosely, though.
Right.
So, good topic tonight, man. I'm going to keep on listening, I tell you that.
It'd be hard for them to call us that. Especially if we old school and they, you know, they in their young generation and they mess around and call you that, you'd be like, what?
Right, that is true.
That's how the females feel. The females feel like, okay, they can say it amongst one another, but it's still wrong, for a man to call you that.
And you know what?
Right.
I want to piggyback you on kind of your question, Yusuf, real talk, because, Ms. Omen, maybe you can help both of us understand. If the word is used so loosely, then should women even be offended?
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think so. They shouldn't.
You're supposed to call their female that word. Because coming out of your mouth, they can't really feel if you coming at them like the homegirl. They don't know that.
Right.
So they know the relationship they have with their homies.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. You.
Yes.
Good question for you, man. What makes you think it's okay to call a woman a bitch?
Well, I'm speaking from the streets now, you know. I mean, you know, if a bitch is doing trifling shit, then bitch, he's a bitch, you know. If you out here, you know, doing dumb shit, then you know, you get the bitch word, you know.
Okay.
Coming from me, you know. I'm just coming from the real headquarters, you know. Bitch, I back it up. You know, bitch, you foul. Me too.
Okay. So, what's the reason that she should be, in your eyes, that she should be called a bitch?
I mean, the bitch could be hoeing, doing trifling things, you know, in different relationships. It's so much bitch shit out here. It's ridiculous, you know. But I ain't gonna lie to you. I hear though, man. You got more dudes acting like bitches than females, though.
Exactly.
So, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Some of these bitches out here acting more manly than some of these dudes out here. You know, we label them as bitch assness.
Wow, this is real talk, folks. I told y'all this is how it goes down up in here. Hey, just hold the line for a second, man. I got to get back.
Yeah, I'm going to hold the line.
Hold the line. Stay right there, bro. Real talk, we're going to go ahead and take another call of this afternoon, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. Homie.
And spread the love and let Houston, Texas represent. We have a call up in Houston with the phone number ending in 6401. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's Kevin. Better known as Shoulder
Blade.
What's
going on, Kev? How you doing, bro?
Oh, it's all good. Hi, Ms. Brown. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, the word bitch, okay, the word means female dog. Okay, and today it just got out of hand, and I hate to hear the word, honestly, you know, and I hate to hear it coming out of anybody's mouth, but there are some bitches considered as male and female. And
right.
We just got to get away from that word, you know what I'm saying? But some people do act like bitches, you know?
Yeah, they do.
And seriously, that's a like, okay, there's other words that's out there that's used, you know, that was used back in the day. I'm now a common today, and it shouldn't be used. Because, like, I had to correct one of my customers on last week. She called me a boy twice, and then I gave her that look, and she caught herself, you know what I'm saying, because before she said it again. You know, boys is like calling, you know, a nice way of calling a black person a N-I-G-G-A. So I just
right.
think it's just foul. You know what I'm saying? So we just got to get out of that, you know. But me, I've come a long way because I used to use a lot of profanity when I was younger. But I try to refrain from using all those foul words. You know, every now and then it might slip out or whatever, but I try to, you know, do it, you know, in a respectful way. You know what I'm saying? You know, or try to refrain from that because, you know, sometimes it just slip out, you know. But there's other ways of putting somebody in their place instead of calling them that, you know.
That's real talk. It is other ways,
yeah.
But most people tend
yeah.
not to want to look at it.
Right,
they just going
right.
with, they're going with the flow of what's going on around them.
Yeah, but
that's,
you can't do it. Everybody else do.
But
wow.
that's what's happening. That's why females are so free, and especially the younger generations, they got it from somewhere that it didn't just come up out of the blue.
Right. Right.
They saw it. They felt it was okay. Okay, we're using it like that now. So they're not looking at it in, you know, such a negative aspect. Because they feel like it's a term of endearment.
Well, I want to understand.
And it can be not. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying why females call one another that, and that's why a man can't turn around and say it.
Really?
Right.
So the green light is not given for a man to call a woman this word. Females,
no.
for some not.
But it depends on how. If you know the female and y'all cool and y'all talking like that, it's cool. But let it be somebody you don't know and they coming at you in a derogatory way, it's not cool.
Give me an example
right.
of that's not derogatory. To use the word bitch. And I'm going to say it for the people because some of them want to say it.
And I'm breaking it down.
Please do.
In the way that of their thinking, okay? This ain't coming from me because I don't use it a lot, so I got to make it clear.
Let's do that.
Just like I've been saying the whole entire time.
Pay attention, Kevin. We both
like attention. I said, dude, you like, what's up,
okay.
nigga? Okay,
yeah.
This is the same thing. What's up, bitch? Oh, bitch, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, B. You know, they use it
right.
in that text. And it's not derogatory in their conversation because they know how they're talking to one another. But let
right.
you come up and say that, you might get kicked in the leg or the groin, depending upon how you coming at them.
So shouldn't
and then
matter.
If another female comes up and if she says it in a derogatory way, she wrong and it's a fight. You understand what I'm
right.
saying?
So it doesn't matter how it's portrayed out.
You understand what I'm saying.
Me and my bitches are going to go out and kick it.
We're talking about why they do it.
Yeah.
So this is why they do it. So either you receive it or you don't, because that's why it's done. And they flip the word to their own meaning. If you're an outsider and you try to come in, you're going to be wrong because you don't have the right, even though they shouldn't be talking to one another like that,
mm-hmm.
to be coming up and dropping that B word like that. You just don't, because they ain't cool with you like that.
Lean not into your own understanding, people. This is real talk. Kev, I appreciate you, man. Do you have any other questions for us tonight?
You know, times have changed when, you know, another new generation. And I've heard a lot of older people, especially my elders, like I go to church with, attend church with, that the generation right now is lost. And we got to, something got to be done, you know.
Okay.
But all we can do real time, all we got to do is pray. That's it.
That's it. That's what's
going on. Right, but we got to take action and figure out how we would take action as
right,
well.
Right, right. There's a lot of things going on that kids are doing today that I wouldn't dare try to do. You know what I'm saying? But like, that's a whole other topic.
Each generation has their set of bad things. When we were
right,
coming up,
right.
generation ahead of us was like, ooh, y'all bad. You know, y'all doing this and that. But we had a little bit more respect than they do nowadays.
Right now,
we listened a little bit more to the people that were older than us and gained some more wisdom. You know, some of us allowed them to show us the game versus acting like we had all the game.
Right.
I want you to tell their asses nothing. They think they know everything. They think because we all suited and booted right now, we've been suited and booted all of our lives.
Right, yeah. Sad. Hey, Kevin, I appreciate you chiming in, man. Don't let this be the last time you call and trip out with us, man.
Okay.
Happy hours.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines, if you don't mind. 646-727-3279. We've heard from L.A. We've heard from Houston. Me and Miss O'Mills are here in Dallas, Texas. Let's go ahead and take it back up north to that sexy soldress with the outstanding opinion, Miss Nikki. She's on the line with Nikki, sweetheart, how you doing?
Hey, family, what's up? Hey, Miss Oatmeal. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Nick Nick.
What's going on? I seen your video, girl.
You were supposed to be in it.
See, I got to, you know, so I'm going to make it down there because I'm waiting on my debut. Because, you know,
right.
Nick Nack, you know, Nick, I can kind of, right, I can
right.
actually run with that whole Nick being in the front of Nack, so, you know.
That's what's
up.
Oh, man. Okay, the topic tonight, and shout out to my mom who's listening, so I'm going to keep it extremely respectful just based on, you know, respect for my mom. So if I heard the topic correctly, we're talking about, and she knows what the topic is, and she knows how I get down. So, again, all love, Mom. The topic is I wonder why they call you bitch, correct?
That's
right. So I am thinking, I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to listen in to the previous comments, so I'm not sure what was stated prior to me calling in. But I feel like they call you bitch because, one, you accept it, and two, it is the norm now. And so I'm going to take it one step further by saying I have never witnessed a race of people allow themselves to be disrespected by one another at the rate that we do it. And I'm also going to take it a step further and say that people, other cultures, mimic what we do, whether it's the clothes, whether it's the language, whether it's the hair, whether it's the, you know, the swag, whatever we're doing, we pretty much, black people, we set the tone for current day culture. We set the tone for the music. I mean, we set pretty much the tone for everything. Anything that's culturally hip, you can look at the commercials and hear, you know, hints of toned down hip-hop, you know, hip-hop beats. So we control the tone of all that. And at the same time, what we've allowed other cultures to do is mimic their disrespect for our women specifically. I have never felt more abandoned as a woman. I have never felt more isolated. I have never, not to say that it doesn't happen, but I've never seen it put on Front Street the way we do it. You can turn on a video. You can listen to any music. And if I hear a black man calling women bitches and hoes and strawberries and, you know, Becky and all of those things, if he's black, my assumption is that he's talking about a black woman. So I'm saying they call us bitch because that's what our men call us. That's what we call each other. In my generation, if you roll up on me and you're using the term, if you're a female, it's on and popping, and if you're a dude, I'm going to get my cousins and them. Period, point blank. That word cannot be taken and flipped and used in some sort of, you know, I think Ms. O'Meal said it earlier, like some sort of, you know, loving and kind gesture. You know, like a term of endearment. It's the same thing with the slur for Negro. I don't use that word at all. But to just be cool with that, I would never refer to my girls as, yeah, me and my bitch is about to hit the club. What am I, a pimp? No. No. What is that all about? It is completely out of control. It is completely unacceptable. And I don't even know what the word actually means. And the dictionary says, you know, it's a female pregnant dog or female dog. You know, if you use it in regards to a man, he's weak. But if you use it in regards to a woman, she's attitudinal because she has some kind of power. Missy Elliott had a song, and that was the name of the song. She's a, what? Can't say my name. You know, and everything in the song was about how strong she was, how powerful she was, how she was doing her own thing, but yet and still she was a bitch for it. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm not really even, yeah.
Just like Trina says she's the baddest, right?
Right, but how though? How? Like, I know Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, you know, Madam C.J. Walker, I know they just turning over in their graves just like, what the hell has happened? You know what I'm saying?
What if
like,
they
how
was walking around talking about they was the baddest bee?
Could
yeah.
You, girl, can you see Harriet Tubman?
Don't take them slavery.
You know, could you see Harriet? Could
right.
You see Harriet in the woods with the shotgun? Talk about, bitch, you better come on. Come on, now. Could you actually see that? With the shotgun trying to get people from Mississippi to Canada. And you, are you crazy? What are we doing? It is completely out of control.
What if Oprah, you know.
Girl, bye.
What if she, you know, put herself out there and was like, yeah, I'm the baddest bitch.
You know
right?
What I'm saying?
You know?
I'm a. And you can tell, you know, unfortunately, it seems as if that sort of language comes with a certain demographic. Because I would never imagine Michelle Obama using that language. I would never, and I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about socioeconomic background, education, exposure.
Right.
I can never imagine Maya Angelou using those words, Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama. You know, I just couldn't.
That word. A bitch will rise.
You see what I'm saying? I'm calling
Maybe
Maya tonight.
Have a good flow. Now, too short
nah.
To say it.
Ooh.
Maya Angelou?
Nah. Cicely Tyson. You know what I'm saying? These women had, you know, standards, and they dealt with anything. They dealt with more than any black woman that was born from 1980 up to this point will ever have to endure. Ever.
That's real talk there, Nikki. That's real talk. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic is boiling hot right now. You know, sometimes when you put that minute rice on the stove and that water get hot and start to boil, that's how this topic is getting right about now. So just understand. Wonder why they call you bitch. It's getting real up in here.
Yeah.
So let's keep the
part
phone
two
line
is open. Because you acting like one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Dude, I have to send a special shout out and a special understanding, folks. It's back. If you're in Dallas, Texas, First Friday Swing Outs at Nandy's Banquet Hall, trust, the place is ready for you. If you're really tired of the club scene, Nandy's is the perfect dance hall. Now, this is the cool part about it. You don't have to be sexy, but you must be grown to get up in there. It's $10 to get in, and it's also BYOB. For those who don't know what BYOB stands for, is bring your own booze. Not bitch, but bring your own booze. The dance class is from 7 to 8:30. If you're celebrating a birthday, come celebrate at Nandy's and bring your balloons, your food, your cake, your drinks, and your friends. All dance styles are welcome. If you do the Dougie, once you do the mashed potato, it's okay. So just keep that in mind. RSVP and get $5 off. You know, email your information to nandysbanquet@gmail.com. Understand this again, Nandy, N-A-N-D-I-S, banquet@gmail.com. And mention First Friday Swing Out to get your discount. This is how we do, folks. It's real talk up in here.
Nandy might want to get some drinks, too.
It's BYOB. You can bring your own.
And you want people to pay.
$10 ain't going to hurt you. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to get to the phone line and get to my dog. Not female dog, that is. Not my bitch. But it's my man, 50 grand, always in the piece.
My man E. Dub Wilson out of Kansas City is calling on the line, ladies and gentlemen. E. Dub, what's going on, bro? Talk to me.
Man, I'm here. I'm here. How's everybody doing?
Hey, E. Dub.
So, where should I begin?
Start from the actual facts, my brother. Wonder why they call you bitch is our topic tonight. Now, let me ask you this as a man calling in. Why do men call women bitches?
Basically, see, I ain't going to lie, I have, probably will again. But basically, it's based on, just at the time, attitude, you know, it's just a figure of speech, a nickname, you know what I'm saying, to kind of like if you curse somebody out, you know what I'm saying? Now, with the other young lady was just talking about when she was naming some of the prominent people around or whatever, okay. Different things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah,
we got him. Okay.
Yeah.
When she was naming the prominent people or whatnot, from different other people that don't use, the females that don't use that, is because they're a different character of people. See, these so-called, I've read around a lot of girls who call each other bitch. That's their group of people that they, you know, they choose to use that with them. Okay, is it right? Probably not. But who's to say? It depends on whose eyes it is. Evidently, it's acceptable to them. So, therefore, you just live and let live. You can't get mad at them for using it. You just demand that nobody in your circle uses it. You see what I'm saying? So, just like when we call each other, my dog, my nigga, my motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's been used and accepted so long, yeah, true and all. It's not good, but, those, you know, people use that as just as a nickname. You know what I'm saying? Black folks always give each other nicknames. It's been in the family for years. But I'm not trying to take up for it. All I'm just trying to say is sometimes we as black people let stuff control our life that really shouldn't be affecting our life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that broad, let that other broad call her a bitch, that's her problem. Do you like it? No. Is it going to help you pay your light bill? No.
Yeah.
So what the hell? That bitch could keep calling a bitch out of their love is what I say. You see what I'm saying? Hey, live and let live. That's what we need to do. Live and let live. And then, but on the bitch subject.
Right. Live and let
live. Some females like being called the word bitch because that means I have a title now that ain't nobody going to fuck with me. Because I'm the baddest bitch. You see what I'm saying? That's what they think, you know. So, I don't know, bro. Why do they call them bitch? Because mine ain't really acceptable on the show. Maybe they are bitches.
Yeah.
And because people have different meanings, you know, and you broke it down to several different meanings just now. And that's
exactly.
Why... discussing the whole time, it's going to always roll back to that
because
certain individuals, you know, use it in different ways. So you can't always direct it in one direction.
No, you can't let it control your. You can't let it control your life. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things out here, man, that can really, you know, piss a person off. But at the end of the day. How much is that really going to affect your life? I mean, if you know, as far as that is concerned,
right?
You know,
it's a good topic
because I often want to know, you know what I'm saying? But then after I think about it, just like when my partner's around, you know what I'm saying, or some, you know, or you get around some of these young brothers or whatever, if they only going to follow. Now, if you're starting to allow them to hang with you, they only going to follow what you accept. So if you like, hey, bro, we don't use the N-word around here, so if you would kind of cut it down, okay,
right.
They can respect you. They can respect you. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can call him, you know, brother, or find out the gentleman's name and call him by his name all day long. It's just what you allow, what you accept in your friendship and your circle. And then again, a lot of people, you gotta know how to move around with different crowds. I could blend in like a chameleon there. Yeah, my old ass would get in with them young bucks sometime and get the nigga stuff, da 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 da. Then I go around my other bank people and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm talking with some sense or whatever.
Right.
I know how to conduct and handle myself. So you can go in any type of atmosphere and conduct yourself how you want to be perceived. It's just on your character.
Check this out. We're in the chat room right now, and the question was, you know, mentioned, you know, if people who have children, if their son is with their boys, do you think he's still anywhere? And Sherry, that's in the chat room right now, said, of course he does. But today's society, anything. When she was growing up, it was the exception. But it was the exception. It was unacceptable. But today is the norm. So society has taught the youth that it's okay to say this word. You agree with that?
I agree that she's correct. Society society has taught different people to use that word. You know, I mean, it's only been used all our lives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
The media outlets, it's more media outlets. I remember when they first started to let the B word come on television, okay? It was on Dynasty. It was on Dynasty, and she called her a bitch.
There's so much
I can't remember
there.
One's name, but I was watching it because that's when they first started to allow ass and the B word to be said on regular TV, not cable, but on regular TV. So we, in our music as well, have, you know, accepted that word to fly. And so
accepted, we embraced.
It's not
exactly
just, right.
The music, the music is embraced, yeah. They
not accepted, but people are using it as freedom of speech, in which it was. And it's not like it's something that is just so taboo. There's just more media outlets. Because when you watch The Mac and all those movies that was out back then, they used the word freely.
Yeah.
That word was not used. I mean, if you had older aunties and uncles and y'all, they had the card game and the domino game, that word was flying.
Right.
But see, you knew better to use it or not, or was there is not as many media outlets as it is today.
That's true.
Because when you got to school, you know, it was carved all over the desk, all on the wall. Somebody done called you that. But it wasn't used as much as a term of endearment as it's used today.
Right.
Because the word was fine. So, I mean, of course, I've gotten called that when I was young because that's the word you use, you know, to make somebody mad when you were a kid.
Definitely.
If I went home today as a kid, I wouldn't know how I was called that. Is it good if she called me a bitch? Is it bad? Which way did she say it in? You know?
Hey, Andy.
Heard that E, hey. Which way? Nikki, did you hear that? Which way?
Yeah, you
hey,
know
Andy.
What? There for me, there is no good way. It's a non-negotiable. And back to E-Dub's point about, you know, live and let live, I'm cool with that. But I think the bigger issue is that people don't really have a vocabulary. Let's just keep it real. When he talked about,
cool.
You know, that's a certain class of people, or that's a certain level of people, we're back to the basics, education. So, yeah, if your vocabulary doesn't extend past the latest Lil Wayne song, I don't expect you to be able to have a vocabulary that allows you to actually curse somebody out without using curse words. So, and Ms. Oatmeal mentioned, like, the card games, and that word will fly. Okay, let's talk about the environment we in. Friday night, Saturday night, somebody had a birthday party for their kid, then the kid birthday party turned into the adult party around 9. Let's
right.
keep it real. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, some things that are ingrained in our culture, not necessarily bad, but not necessarily good either. And we're talking about what it produced. So now you
right.
go from the card game to the music, and now it's just all over the place. And for me, people dictate what's in the media outlets. So if, you know, somebody who owns a record company says, you know, right now they calling each other bitches. That's what's hot. Let's get that. Let, you know, go ahead and spit that hot 16. If that's what they want to hear, we going to put it out there. So it's the constant argument, what comes first, the chicken or the egg. So I'm going to, you know, it's still one of those things. Just because it's right, that don't mean you're supposed to do it. And just because it's, you know, freedom of speech, you know, how about some freedom of some damn self-control?
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Oh. Real talk.
Right.
That's what we do up in here, folks. We get down to the nitty-gritty, and we talk about the truth. Wonder why they call you bitch is the topic tonight.
Now, Andy, you put so much emphasis on that.
But you know what? Because a lot of people are just, they're not paying attention to this word, how derogatory it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to use it in a word. Let me see if I can do that. There's a young lady, and you can try the word if you want to in there, who is funny as hell. Her show is off the chain. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that Mama Michelle is a comedian, and she's here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. She's been on the Improv. You can see her on YouTube, and her show is hilarious. So with Sunday being Mother's Day, having a show at Hyena's Comedy Club in Dallas, Texas. Now, it's not for everybody. You know what I mean? Well, I'll take that back. It is for everybody. But not everybody knows about this. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and you want to go see this show and take your mom to a nice show on Mother's Day, no profanity, but they're going to be getting down, trust and believe, how was your weekend is going to be there? So call this number, 214-23-5233. That's 214-823-LAFF, L-A-F-F. Tell them you heard about how was your weekend, told you to call in about Mama Michelle, and get your discounted ticket price so you can go ahead and chime into the show. It's going to be funny. Take your mom out for Mother's Day, and I hope y'all ain't calling your mama a bitch. Y'all not
indirectly all the time. Indirectly all the time.
But somebody's mama's getting called a bitch right about now, and that's sad. Wonder why they called you bitch. Has it become the norm? Accept this word for men to describe women and their dog, a woman, a bitch? Do they do this because, you know, they say dogs are loyal? Think about that. If your dog is loyal, are men calling women bitches because their woman is loyal?
Hell no.
Think about that.
Yeah, that is one of the definitions.
Really?
You watch the movies, you see what they call the bottom bitch. Ain't she supposed to be the baddest one? Like the best one? The bottom bitch is supposed to be the best one?
Your bottom?
We're going by how people talk.
Right.
So in the pimp world, and they call these female bitches,
mm-hmm.
because that's where really, really, you know, you heard it freely.
Yeah.
Okay. My bitch is.
Uh-huh.
Right? Where's my bitch at?
Busload of bitches.
Right, exactly. They were saying the bottom one is the best one to my understanding when I watch it and when I hear them talk.
Right.
That's supposed to be the best one.
Okay.
Okay. So, therefore, that's just one way that people interpret that word. It goes across the board. It's like there's we don't like bitch assness in males. But guess what? They are bitches too.
And some of these bitches look just like you.
Right. So the word is used in so many different ways. Any way it's used is not right.
Wow.
It is
but
a bad bird. But guess what? People use it in different contexts. I'm not taking up for it like Eat Up said, and I've been saying that the whole time. But we're discussing. Wonder why they call you bitch. There's different reasons. You might really be just an old attitude ass, just an old ass, just a wrong, mean, evil person. And guess what? That is a definition, one of the many definitions. Right.
Hey, because it's straight a title. And if you earn that title, I feel to be called that, you were that bad of a person that somebody has to label you that person. Sometimes you got to suck it up and say, maybe she is. Whether it is right or wrong. Because, you know what? At the bottom, at the end of the day, it's all about respect. You know what I'm saying? So if they don't respect themselves, I'm quite sure they sure don't expect you to respect them.
Ooh, you got a good point there, Doctor. Hey, let's go to the phone line. Chime in about this. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We have somebody on the line. Also, feel free to chime in the Blog Talk chat room, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, was with a Z. We got that man that's in the place. He's got a smile on his face at all times. Ray Hardy is in the building. Big Ray Chosen One Sports is on the line. Ray, what's going on, man, here in Dallas?
And what's going down? This is Big Ray from BigRayInternational.com. I was just chiming in, listening. And it's, you know, that word is real sensitive in certain areas. Some people use it in a friendly term, and a lot of time people take it way out of context. Now, you know, the dictionary describes it as a female dog, but sometimes people use it to describe situations, circumstances, or people that have been disrespectful, neglectful, or just did something totally off base. And, you know, a lot of places around the country, if it's used out of context the wrong way, it's fighting words. I know where I come from, and for somebody talking about your mama like that, you know, they might end up pushing up daisies in certain parts. And, you know, it's so ironic that you're having this because this past weekend when I was watching the Lakers game at the Buffalo Wild Wings, a Caucasian lady let it slip and coming out of my mouth. Now, I know she was inebriated, and, you know, I've always been taught to be a gentleman. But, you know, my old school instincts, you know, led me, you know, first thing was like I should remove the taste from my mouth, you know, but I said, well, maybe she don't understand. And they had a guy sitting next to me. Then she called him one. He looked at her kind of funny. You know, he said, don't call me that. And then I said, maybe she's uneducated and she don't know. So we had to enlighten her on the use of that term. Hey, where you come from, that might be all right. But where you come from, that's improper. And they get your hand broke off. I said, you know, I try not to put my hands on a woman less than a loving manner. But since you're a little ignorant to the fact, we going to scold you. You know, and lucky we use, you know, reserve and some wisdom, and, you know, we had the able to get, look, that's improper to do that. I'm saying, you see your man over there? He trying to turn another way, but you just got him an instant ass whooping. I say you need to, you know, you need to be careful because your actions could affect someone else. You know, but, you know, she didn't understand. We have to wish she understand, and, you know, we have to understand the plight of people of other cultures, per se. But as far as that word, I try not to ever utilize that word. I thought it's improper to use that word unless somebody has stole from you, tried to hurt, harm, or kill you, or damage your personal property. That's the only time it's permissible to use that word as expletive leading in reference to a female. You know, there's other choice words you could use without going that way and being disrespectful unless you're highly disrespectful. But, you know, different people have different connotations. But, you know, you need to know how you work with it. But last thing I want to say in regards to that, like spirits know one another. A lot of times take one to know one. But, you know, you got to watch, you know, who you hang around, what you get around. That way you don't get in those type of situations.
Okay.
I'm ready to talk about the dudes that act like it. They need to know. We done talked to females. We done went back and forth about it, you know, and you know what? Dudes need to know. We call them the B word.
Hey.
That's a whole definition. And I don't think the fellas understand.
She's got a point.
How would you know, Oatmeal?
Nikki?
Yeah, I'm saying I'm with Miss Oatmeal. I'm thinking that typically when I see a guy and he exhibits what we have termed bitch-assness or those traits, I've been witness to men gossiping, which is totally, totally, you know, termed as a female trait. You know, gossiping. Yeah, I mean, I know men gossip because that's how y'all find out who's out there. And y'all exchange game, to be able to bed females quicker. I understand that. But to sit around and, like, take information back and forth, definitely, definitely a trait of bitch-assness. A man who for whatever reason sees a situation and opts not to get involved when he probably should. Like, say, for instance, if you're like old boy who almost caught the beat down because his girlfriend was drunk in the restaurant, you know, he turned his head. Instead of him saying, hey, you know, baby, you might want to, you know, bring that on down a little bit, you know, we don't really know these people, he turned his head. Trait of bitch assness. So, you can't, yeah. Or, I have one that happens every single day. If you are walking in front of a woman and you do not hold the door, trace of bitch assness. Sorry.
Right.
Kevin, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What do you think about Kevin?
After it's all said and done, it's wrong, you know. And like I was saying earlier, I try to refrain from using that word, you know. It's very derogatory. Nobody was born a bitch. Simple as that. And it's all about respect. You got to, you know, it's all about respect at the end of the day, no matter what.
Right. But see, do you know why females call males?
Another young lady said, California. Yeah. There are some guys that gossip more than the females. Go to any barbershop, you will hear guys gossiping much more than the ladies. And, you know, I try to stay out of mess. I don't, you know, try to comment on them because you might hear something that God might say they might offend you.
Go to any
barbershop, you and me, guys gossip more, just as much or more than a lady.
What about not having a backbone? Do y'all think that we may feel that a man has bitch assness if he doesn't have a backbone and allows everyone to run him over? Including a woman and everybody else, his friends and all that. Yeah, he's still in that bracket. It's not just about gossiping. Or if you compete with a female, she's a female. You're not a female. Men are females. They need to understand. They're not female. They're male.
Well, baby, that's just a weak dude. That's just a weak dude. Simple as that.
Or what about if you're in the gym? Like I was today, benching 120, and the dude next to me just couldn't do it. And so my workout partner was like, oh, man, he's soft. I was like, no, man, that's not necessarily true. He may just be out of shape. But he started talking smack. So I was like, dude, are you really talking smack? You can't even bench what I just benched. Really?
Wow.
And then, like, the other dudes around her and everybody just bust out laughing. So, I mean, you know, you I'm just saying you got to be careful with that. Got to be careful.
Category.
I've whooped many a guys on a domino table. I'm
See?
Lethal.
Ooh.
Okay, many of them. I walk away like, you know what, I get your props. Some really be mad.
Yeah.
It is
Yeah.
I don't go hard on them dominoes. It just is what it is. So if you're crying about it, guess what? And you're really mad, and you can't contain yourself, I'm gonna whoop you again.
Yep.
Ooh, I'm going to whip you again because it is what it is.
I never really realized that men were so into that whole thing, you got beat by a girl. That never really resonated with me growing up. But the older I get, especially in the gym, I see it. I was sprinting against this dude one day. He said he slipped on some sweat. That's why he lost.
What?
Somehow, somewhere.
Some sweat?
Yeah, he said he slipped on some sweat that was on the floor. I'm like, okay, I got you.
I can't take it. I got to get back to the phone lines. I got a question for E, because one of my callers chimed in. E, hold on 1 second, man. Don't go anywhere. I want to get my caller from Dallas, Texas to chime in on this one. We have a caller from Dallas, Texas that's chiming in on the topic tonight that's called Wonder Why They Called You Bitch. Caller, your phone number ends in 8647. Who is this on the line with us tonight?
Kevin Hopwood. Dallas, Texas.
What's going
What's
on,
up, baby? What's up,
O'Meal?
Hey, I have to chime in about these niggas who's bitches. And maybe I'm an asshole. I apologize if I offend some of these bitch-ass niggas. Perfect example. Today at the job. People coming to my desk. Of course, we had layoffs. Not going to say what company I work for. Had layoffs today. So they come to my job. They come to my desk asking me about marketing, right? So this bitch-ass dude sitting behind me was like, you know what? Kevin, you're not that focused on this certain company. So in my head, I'm saying to myself, okay, partner, you see what I'm saying? You trapped in a – no, fuck that. You're allowed to – can I say fuck that on this thing? I said it anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm there to the bar. So in my head, I'm saying, dog, you trapped in a mindset where all you can do is fail. And this is just my opinion. All you can do is fail. And you coming to me like a bitch-ass dude because of the fact that maybe you're hating because motherfuckers not coming to you for advice because you're a fucking manager or you're so-called upper-level motherfucker. So I'm saying to myself, why the fuck are you talking to me right now? Because in my mind, I'm a fucking boss. Yeah, I've been to the bar today. I just left that motherfucker. Listening to the conversation and said, fuck it. I gotta Oatmeal said, what about these bitch ass niggas? And god damn it, you done fucking struck a nerve. And I just don't understand, like the young lady just said, dog, why are you tripping on a young lady because she beat your ass in dominoes? Why are you tripping on a young lady because, oh, I slipped on some sweat? Dog, you know what? Your ass, you the type of nigga I don't fuck with. You know, and you know what? That's the reason why I have a whole bunch of homegirls versus guys. Because the females these days, dog, are about their business. They mow realer, if that a word. They're more realer than any dudes these days. Why are you acting like a bitch to me? You know what I'm saying? Now, I do use that word like a motherfucker. I am not going to lie. But I got to understand, you got to understand that my Uncle Sonny, my cousin Danny, my cousin Luba, who was all of them pimps, but my cousin Luba, gorilla pimp. And that's a fucking fool. And every word that came in his mouth was bitch. You know, but to him, it was more like Pimp C said or that motherfucker named Sir Charles from Pimp Self House Down. You know, it's more like a pet name. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, I'm not disrespecting a woman. You know what I'm saying? And I've been around Oatmeal, and I've used that word. And every time I use it, I might say, excuse my French. So I can, you know, let you know that I do respect you as a woman, but this is a word that I use. I do apologize for it, but I do use this fucking word, and I do cuss a lot. But bitch niggas, I mean, it need to be like a ditch or a fucking, be a big ass hole, and just put all the bitch niggas in the hole, so the real niggas or the wannabe real niggas can stand up and just take over this fucking world. Yeah, I've been to the bar. I probably seen it about four times. But I just had to, I had to chime in on that, and just because fuck you, you telling the truth. That's why we call you bitch, you bitch ass nigga, because your ass is a bitch. You know what I'm saying? You need to stand up and be a leader and handle your business accordingly. You know what I'm talking about? Especially a black man that complains and follows motherfuckers, man, you a bitch to me, and I just can't stand the motherfuckers. And excuse me, A.B. O'Neal, I'm just feeling it tonight. You kick the nerve with these bitch ass niggas because they need to be heard. They need to just you need a T-shirt. You need a T-shirt to say I am a bitch ass nigga. Forgive me, but I am a bitch ass nigga.
Don't know it. So what we doing is laughing and kicking, you know, and saying, man, he is such a broad. You know, we talk about it, but these guys don't understand that they're broad. They do not know it. None of them that I've run across know it.
So break it down, ladies. Can you please tell these men not know why they're being called?
But if you tell them that, AB, they not gonna understand, or they gonna call you a hater, or they gonna get mad. You know, their little feelings gonna get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And try to do something. Which, please come on and do it. They gonna feel they're offended. You know, why am I a bitch?
I'm still going to say. And we're going to go ahead and let it be known. And hold that thought, dog. I want you to sit right there, because there's a young lady that wants to chime in on this topic that's going to go so hard. Remember Karl Malone back in 1996 used to go hard to paint?
Yes, sir.
We have a young lady right now calling from Dallas, Texas in the DFW. Mama Michelle herself, ladies and gentlemen. Mama Michelle is on the line right now, comedian extraordinaire. How you doing, Michelle?
Hey, what's going on? Oh, man, y'all acting a fool on the radio tonight. Okay, that's all I got to say. Y'all acting a fool, y'all being stupid, but y'all telling it just so like it's supposed to be told, like it really is. Like it really, really is. Why in the world would they even hold back? This needs to be like on TV right now. Right now we need to be able to flip on the TV. So, because I got some dudes lined up outside in line, they need to see this. So you let me know where this is going to be broadcast nationwide on TV, because they need to pay admission to see this right here.
We talking about wonder why they call you bitch, and now we've broken it down. We've talked about why women call each other bitches, why men call bitches, but now we've broken it down to why do men get labeled and have to be called bitchness?
Because they was made, you know what, I know that some people just will agree with me, but some people just were, to me, bitch made. Just the whole persona about them, and nobody has had the nerve to call them out on it because people are scared. And like, you know, the comment earlier, you know, if you tell them, they're going to want to come get you, so but let them come. Nobody has, and you know, we say that in jest, you know, like, almost like it's funny, but for real, they do. They come after you. Once you tell somebody, like, you know, what it really is, I think, you know, they get really offended. And it's been accepted so long. I just wish you brothers, because I can't do that because I'm pretty and I get hit in the face and I can't get hit in the face. But I wish you brothers would just, I have a list right here. I'm typing on a list. I'm on row 69. Of dudes that need to be on a list, and if we could just get our own business together to go out and get stop these brothers in their tracks because they procreate. And if you are a bitch ass, I don't think that you can stop procreating people who are just like you. I just don't think that.
Wow. You are true.
I feel you though, Bob. She right. Mama Michelle is so right. And it's
Kanye West said it best.
They don't know that they really are. Because maybe they're in their term and might be like, I'm just a nice guy. You don't even get it. It just all depends.
They got the term mixed. They got the term mixed up, and those the brothers is kind of complaining because they never really get the true elevated level of head that's out there. They never get. They never get
wow.
that full service knee buckling. You know, I'm going to call her. No, I'm not going to call her. Oh, hell yeah, who am I kidding? I'm going to call her right now. Yeah, they never get that. They never get that. They never get the, I don't usually do this, but yeah, they don't get that. They get, this is food birthday. Dang. They get that one.
Where's my baby dog?
Man, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Man, y'all got me over here in tears. Cause for real, the lady, the first lady hit it on the nail. She wore a first buckle my knee. Cause, and then when my man came on, he was mad. He been the boy. He said it about 10 times. Y'all. I have to tell y'all about this shit, for real. It is a lot of cats out there that is some bitch-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? You ain't got to call on a bitch, for real. You can call a nigga a bro. You can call him a bro. And you know what I'm saying? That'll hurt him more than calling him a bitch. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know why a lot of these brothers act that way or so inferior of these females because, for real, you know, hey, I'm not inferior of a female making more than me as far as money, looking better than me because they're supposed to look better than me. I'm supposed to have a bad broad on my own with some swag and talking about see the next NNIC running this thing. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I got to have that cash. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, hey, these brothers can't accept that. And so, they have this attitude, if I can't have you, then nobody can't have you. That's a bitch-ass nigga.
Right.
They can't accept, you know, a lot of you can't accept failure. You got to succeed first before you can accept failure. And then succeed.
But you know what?
They spoil. You know.
You bring up a good point. It's not their fault. It's a woman's fault that's on the arm that's allowing him to be like that. It's the woman's fault. You just hit it on the nail. It's the woman's fault for allowing him to walk around with his chest stuck out like that and let him get away with that. Yeah, she should have put a stop to it.
Let me tell you something. I don't care if I was making $60,000 last year and I lost my job. If I got to get a lawnmower and push me some grass to feed my family, that's what I'll do. That's what a real man do. I get a brand new job. You better get out here and do something. And there's some bitch-ass niggas. They feel they can't work at McDonald's or do nothing.
What about Terrell? Is he one?
What about Terrell? Is he one? Terrell, oh yes, he's a bitch ass nigga to me. I don't like Terrell. Terrell's a bitch ass nigga to me, for real. Anytime you got a fan, a real diehard fan, that came out early at the Chiefs Stadium to see you, to get your autograph or whatever, and then took his son with him, and you can't even acknowledge it and come and give an autograph to him, and they wearing your jersey? You're some bitch ass nigga.
Wow.
To real long.
So now he knows, courtesy of Live Talk Radio. He know now.
Well, okay,
how was your weekend, Terrell?
I don't care. I don't like that. I don't like that. That ain't fair to your fans. They didn't get you there, but a lot of them come and see you play. You know what I'm saying? You might not have gave him the autograph, but you could have sure gave it to the baby.
That's true.
You folks. is the online happy hour where we talk about real topics, we hear from real people, and we go real hard in the paint.
In the paint.
Understand
hey, Andy.
It. Yes, ma'am.
What about addressing being in a relationship with a bitch-ass man or getting to know someone and then finding out he has characteristic traits that assimilate those of being a bitch-ass? That's extremely difficult.
He gave traits before. Them traits just don't pop out.
I disagree. I mean, they eventually come out. And once they do come out, you know, it's up to you to be like, yeah, I really can't talk to you because I date men. So
what comes out late?
Not necessarily late. I mean, when you initially meet someone and you all exchange contact information, if you weren't interested, then the contact information wouldn't have been exchanged. I'm simply saying that once you get to know somebody, and then they, because I don't think a man should really be concerned about the way your woman looks if she's well put together. You know, I don't like weave, or I don't like this color toenail polish. Like, what man is checking for the color of your toenail polish? So I'm just saying, like, things that start to come out like that. I had a dude get mad at me one time because I didn't offer to drive one night we went out. I said, dude, until you put a ring on something, you see what I'm saying? Until you put a ring on something, Negro, you won't even catch me in the kitchen. That's reserved
girl,
for
you could
husband.
Have him a maxi pad with some wings and told him, okay,
girl,
I'll drive.
And told him to call me when he got off his cycle.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here is the thing that I think that a man say, this is the cue word right here. She won't let me. Any word that follows, she won't let me, other than, you know, stick her in her booty, you know, because that's a person's choice. But other than that, she won't let me see my son. She won't let me work late. She won't, you know, that right there, those are key words a man should never speak. She won't let me. I'm a female, and I would never say she won't let me. Now, unless I'm talking about my mama. And now that's a whole different subject. Mom, I know you're listening. This is Blog Talk Radio. How was your weekend? You know, this is the happy hour. Don't try to hit me with no more shoes. But if it ain't your mama, she won't let me, is the key to the bitch-ass phrases that men say that make me sick.
Right.
I agree.
Good point.
I can't see my son. I can't. She won't let me take care of my kids. Oh, really? Really, Peter Pan, boy.
They don't know, you know. They don't know. The men that act like broads, they really don't know.
We need more
man,
guys that. Like Joe Jackson. That's what we need.
Real talk.
Well, I'm sorry, what did you say?
We need more daddies like Joe Jackson. That's what we need. And Joe should have been able to parent them kids right all into their 50s until they got
right.
Okay. Mama Michelle is off the chain, ladies and gentlemen. She is the truth, justice, and the funniest way for real. Now, I told him a little bit about what you got going on, Miss Michelle. What's happening this weekend for Mother's Day with you?
You know what? Thank you. This weekend at Hyenas in Dallas, I know you're, you know, nationwide, but if you are in Dallas area, we're going to have a Mother's Day all-out comedy extravaganza at Dallas Hyenas Mockingbird Station. This is definitely for your favorite ladies. We're having two shows, so you can bring your baby mama to the 3 p.m. and your wife to the 7 p.m. I know how that go. So, you know, and if there's a third woman involved, you know, we got separate seating for, you know, that. We can see her in one section. All you got to do is go to the bathroom, wink at her. She know not to speak to you when you're with your girl anyway. So, but anyway, we want to have a show where people could bring out their moms and really laugh and enjoy the joys and pains of motherhood, the joys and pains of just being, you know, black in America or white in America, whatever you are in America. And that is this weekend at Hyenas. And I hope, are you coming?
Absolutely.
For sure. How was your weekend? We'll be in the building.
And this time, we probably won't have any mayhem on stage. I would love for you guys to come up because I really want to support the station. I don't think that anywhere else on the airwaves can people really truly be addressed the way they need to be addressed. And your caller, I think his name is E. I don't know him. I don't know where he's from. But he always keeps it so real. He keeps it so real. Sometimes he scares me. I hang up and call back because I get nervous on the phone.
Right. Definitely.
I don't know if y'all tracking phone numbers or not, so I just get nervous and hang up. But nowhere, you know, on the airwaves do people really hear stuff that's for real. You know, most of it is, hee-hee, what is she wearing? What was her toenail color like? You know, and all of those stupid stuff like that. People need to know this because this is why our nation is failing, because people are sorry and they've been allowed to be sorry and you guys are putting a stop to it. You know, I'm not going to help y'all none because I don't want to get shot, but I'm just saying I'm going to at least comment over the phone though.
Definitely.
That's what's up. We keep it real here. We keep it 100% at all times, and not everybody is in the mindset to understand realness.
Right.
So Miss Oatmeal Brown breaks it down with the Realness 101, just like I know she's about to do right now, and just let the people know what's going on. Miss Oatmeal, talk to them.
Well, you know, hey, tonight's topic was definitely hot. Wonder why they call you bitch. We all know, and those who didn't know, that it can be used in different context. People have different definitions, and all to say it is wrong. We know it's wrong because it's a bad word. You shouldn't use it at all in term of endearment or referencing someone. But there are characteristics of, you know, one of the definitions, you know, and it can apply to a female having a bad attitude, just stank acting, just a real evil type person, real evil, conniving type individual. But that also can be labeled as a male as well, or a male that shows weakness. That's how we as females describe a male that acts like a broad or has bitch assness. And they really need to wake up and realize that. You see, Mama Michelle says she had a row of 69 of them, okay? And then as well, Nikki advised of some of the ways that you can determine. This is really prevalent in today's society. And, you know, men don't need to turn the face on it, because even Kev Hop and E-Dub spoke on it. This is very, very relevant. And, you know, it's not women always trying to act like a man. No, these men are trying to act like women. And when we have a whiff of it, guess what? We are talking about it. Because if I tell you that I have cramps and you say, well, I'm in pain too, you have no earthly idea what it is that I'm going through. I produce life and you do not. It is not a comparison. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. And we need to make sure that these men understand, hey, they need to understand how to stand up and be men.
Real talk. That's just how we got to get down, folks. I mean, this is why we come to the online happy hour. Real talk, real conversation, expressing your views and expressing your points. Understand this, folks. We get down with real topics. You saw us. You've seen some of the clips that we've done. We were out at the Hands of Glory Beauty Salon last week, and we let people chime in to speak their mind. Dallas, Texas, and nationwide, get ready, because we're coming to a city near you. Trust and believe that the madness and the realness is about to spread. So follow us on Facebook. Follow me, AndyBrownSpeaks.com. My clientele is growing as a professional certified life coach. I have two clients right now that are enjoying the information that they're being given, because it's all about them. It's not about them. So just understand this. The knick-knack video has been spread all over Facebook. It's hot. The track is real.
Download is coming soon. Download and ringtone is coming very soon.
Make sure you get yours and put it to your iPhone. As we wrap up the show, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the panel for their insight. I want to thank the fantastic folks who called in and been blogging with us. Mama Michelle, E-Dub, calling out from Cali, Houston. Now, if you had a good time tonight and you got some good information, do me a favor. Just tell three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Do something good for your moms, folks. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, God First, and a big shout-out to my girl Nikki from the D who calls in every Wednesday.
Nikki is the truth. I don't care what nobody say. Nikki keeps it right. Good night to the fam. Go mouth to my frat, and we gone. Hit them with some knick-knack, bro, on the way out the door, if you don't mind. What's your weekend, folks?
I make them drop it like it's hot, I make them gas, break, stop, 'cause they want what I got.